hour. This is Immunize Wisely with your host, Ingrid Castle. And if you're late in catching this program on Immunize Wisely, my guest is Patrick Jordan of Vaccine Fraud. And we were just getting into some really deep stuff regarding Lyme disease, and I'm very, very fascinated. So I'm going to take a step back and let him go and continue, because I completely agree with everything he's saying, and I'm very excited to and honored to have him on the show. So please pay attention to everything he says. It's very important.
At this point, you know, if they've been
Patrick?
With us from the beginning, they'll be wondering, okay, how in the world did we start off with Jenner and syphilis and prions and end up with Lyme in 1945 to the present? Well, Lyme is not Lyme. It's like at least 25 different organisms that come in with the tick spit. And what has happened over time is this biological warfare agent, because we got to call it what it is. I came up with a meme. I made up my own meme that if you say it like it is, then there is no debate. So if we stop calling it Lyme, mm-hmm. because it's not just one organism, and we call it a military bioweapon, then we can look at it and deal with it objectively instead of being handled by their language. So if this stuff mm-hmm. comes in with tick spit, then there's some convincing evidence out there that once people acquire this disease, which is why I was talking about earlier, you know, most of what they blame on, well, you know, bad breeding and genetics could be just something as simple as people passing organisms between themselves within their own family, so it stays within the family, but it had nothing to do with their genes. But we can take it to the genetic level because of continuum. Now, follow me here, because I was talking about syphilis with Jenner, who was putting it into people, and Hahnemann, who identified it and was trying to take it out of people, and Lyda Mattman that said, well, with antibiotics, it never went away. It just went stealth. What is what they call Lyme? So we're going to stay within their parameters. Well, if it's Borrelia burgdorferi, that's a spirochete. And everybody goes, oh, spirochete, that's what syphilis is. And guess what? Mm-hmm. That's where the similarity ends. Because Borrelia, the homology means how many genes or attributes is one organism sharing with another. The homology mm-hmm. of Borrelia burgdorferi with syphilis is less than 50%. 48% of its nuclear genes, so the nucleus of the cell, 48% is similar to syphilis. Well, that's not very close. But even worse than that, that tells us this is a bioweapon, are these little circular strands of DNA called plasmids. And Borrelia is loaded with this stuff. 90% of the plasmid DNA has no correlation whatsoever with any known life form on the planet. Now, when I read that, I go, well, of course. Because since 1945, they have been able to craft a weapon at the genetic level. So now we have something that is like nearly indefeatable biological warfare agent that is made stealth by the antibiotics that Lyda Mattman said, don't take those things. And now we've got what? The perfect delivery system. So let me tell you, I'm going to segue away from my narrative here to tell you about why the Herxheimer reaction is a lie. The Herxheimer brothers worked in the medical, should we say, industry. One of them was a dermatologist. And syphilis has always fallen under dermatology because it has terrible ulcerating sores that show up on the body. back in their day, they would treat people with arsenic, antimony, or mercury. And so the lie of, well, you got to feel worse before you get better, was based on the fact that, guess what? If you gave somebody mercury and their syphilis went away, that means that the mercury poisoned the person. That's why they felt worse. They were suffering from heavy metal poisoning, and then they got better. But see, that's a misnomer. That's actually a fraud. It's a lie. The chancre went away. The skin disease went away, but that's because Lyda Mattman and other scientists after her, or actually what I should say is before her, said that the mercury makes the syphilis go stealth. It never went away. The outside manifestation went away, but now we've got a cell wall deficient organism that was created by the mercury. And what did that do? Now, you know, things didn't look so bad on people's boo-boos, and so they were having relations with each other and literally spreading syphilis throughout the entire population. Why? Because the Herxheimer says you got to feel worse before you get better. Well, they felt worse because they got poisoned, and they didn't get better. It's just that they became the Typhoid Marys of their day. Mm-hmm. Now, the absolute cosmic joke about this is that Typhoid Mary, when she was finally captured like a wild animal, because she was killing people left and right, when they finally captured her, they imprisoned her, you're going to love this, at Plum Island. Oh. So I hope you get chills when you hear this stuff, because this is part of Continuum. I'm weaving a story with seemingly all of these disparate pieces of data, and yet they're all connected to each other. And so now we, literally everybody, you know, I'm including myself in this, we are all now carriers of these diseases that were embedded in us since the 1800s, made sure that they were below the threshold of our immune surveillance with antibiotics. And we're all running around like Typhoid Mary. Well, guess what? Mel Thornburg says that Lyme can generate prion disease. So now we're going back, you know, back around the circle. Lawrence Brocksmeyer says that cell wall deficient tuberculosis can generate prion disease, cancer, and autism. So let's examine this. Prions, by the way, are not necessarily the enemy. They are there in natural processes when your body fights microorganisms. It's like putting stuff in the bay so that the enemy ships can't get in. You know, you're blockading the bay. But after the enemy has retreated, then you pull that junk out of the bay, except in modern days, the ability to recycle those prions has been damaged. So it becomes extremely problematic. And if everybody has Lyme, because I think it's a pandemic, you know, this coronavirus stuff, I just yawn and I roll my eyes. Lyme disease is a worldwide pandemic. I personally believe that nearly every human being on the planet has it. So guess what?
Wow.
We're all going to be subjected to prion formation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So
okay.
Here's the thing.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask a question? Because we all have this stuff because it's purposely put into our bodies and system in one of their stealth ways. You know, obviously, vaccines were a huge part. It altered our DNA, and I don't need to go on there. But not everyone is manifesting any of these symptoms. You find that, you know, it's like Morgellons. You know, we all have Morgellons fibers in us. It was shown to me, you know, you do the saliva test with wine or whatever, and you spit it out, and you look under a microscope, and you'll, sure enough, there's fibers there that look like Morgellons to me. So we all are carrying Morgellons fibers, but it's not manifesting. And what I've observed is it's people that eat what, you know, Deborah Tavares calls the Illuminati diet, you know,
oh,
which is, you know, Burger King and, you know, I mean, when we're if you're eating the Illuminati diet of fast food and pizza and, you know, God knows what else, and it's all GMO and MSG and, you know, who knows? Some people say there's even beetle tissue in McDonald's hamburgers. We don't know. We're not going to go that far here, but I'm just saying, you know, it's it gets more wild all the time. But, you know, I think we need to address why some people, I mean, I know, I would believe you that I probably have some, you know, prions in me and Morgellons fibers, but I think we need to address, or am I jumping the gun on your presentation, you know, that...
Oh, no, no, no. See, you are in, you're surfing the continuum wave. I was just sitting here smiling, listening to you the whole time, Angry, because the 1972 WHO memos that was the gift from Joe Spener to you, to me, answered that very thing. if you go to my website to get those,
I pulled it up,
and you read those.
Right.
I'm going to tell you
what they say
because it's all in medical jargon. What they say is what I learned.
I posted in the chat, and I pulled it up. I just want you to know it is posted in the chat.
Oh, excellent!
All your access. You have the memos at the top of your documents there. It's right, easy to access on your website.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, so you brought it up, and you are now, you're cycling in continuum. You picked up the momentum. You're doing this, Ingrid, because you brought me all the way back to how we opened the show. That's continuum. That's cycling around. That's getting the answers. So the 1972 WHO memos explained to me when I read it why everybody that I ever met that had stage 4 cancer said, I was never sick a day in my life. I went into the doctor for an ingrown toenail, and I came out with a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. And they had like this deer in the headlights look going, but I was never sick a day in my life. And for the longest time, I couldn't answer that until the WHO memos, because what happens is, if your immune system is shut down, you don't get ill, because we only feel sick when the immune system is working. So they never had an intact, functioning immune system. So cancer was seeded in them a long time ago and ran rampant until it got to the stage 4 point, and that's where the body says, hey, I can't take this anymore. And then the doctor tells them, yeah, you got like a couple weeks to live. So that's one answer to,
yep.
Well, if everybody has Lyme, then why aren't people manifesting? That's one answer. But we're in continuum, and there's not one set answer for anything. The other thing is, well, Ingrid, if you've ever been exposed to antibiotics, then the cell wall competent forms, the ones that your immune system can recognize and show you that you're ill, are not present, but the cell wall deficient types are. And see, antibiotics are not like, oh, you know, I had a UTI and I went to the doctor and he gave me some Cipro. It doesn't have to be that, because if you eat commercial beef, guess what? They load them animals up with more antibiotics than can kill an elephant. And so you're eating antibiotics even if you're not taking them. So that's where Lyta Matman just opened up my eyes, and it's like, oh, my God. Listen, if you're just eating the standard diet, your immune system is so depressed. The microbes in your body are so mutated into stealth forms that nobody's going to see them. Meaning, you know, your immune system isn't going to see them. You're not going to feel sick. You're not going to manifest the secondary forms of the disease. But they're still in there, and they're still having lunch. And that's the part
right.
that I wanted to get to before you took us on this little cycle of continuum. Because what are the diseases that when I studied Boyd's pathology in 1990, you'd read these long descriptions, detailed descriptions of what a disease was. And then at the end, it would say etiology unknown, which means causation. We can describe it in the most detailed way, but we don't know what causes it. Well, guess what? If you're short of breath, you could have Babesia, which is what? Northern malaria, which is what? Comes in from a tick bite or a mosquito bite or a mite, a tick, mite, chiggers, mosquitoes, mm-hmm. biting flies. It's that easy to get something like Babesia, Borrelia. Cat scratch fever doesn't have to come from a cat scratch. It helps to get Bartonella that way. But see, Bartonella, and this is this goes again to, well, do diseases run in family because you got bad genes, or do you have bad genes because you got Bartonella? Because, oh my God, we're in the, you know, I'm in my manic phase now. We're in the very zone of continuum in that Bartonella, cat scratch fever, is a nanobacteria that rewrites your genes, because Agrobacterium is a nanobacteria in that same genus that they use for what? To make the GMOs that you were just talking about. Agrobacterium and cauliflower mosaic virus is how they make all modern GMOs. And Bartonella cat scratch fever is a cousin of the thing that makes GMOs. And so you don't even have to eat a GMO to be GMO'd. You got cat scratch fever in you. Well, how did I get cat scratch fever? I don't even own a cat. Well, did you have a girlfriend that owned cats? You know, did you kiss her? It's that simple.
Wow.
So we just went around almost full circle in continuum. I'll try to wrap this up with the final entry that Adventis, which is a pharmaceutical company, they've been credited with their smallpox vaccine to be able to cause, and it's only a single base pair. DNA is made up of four letters. So the you know, a single letter, any of the four, are called base pairs, because one letter is hooked to another letter. So it's a pair of letters. The single base pair mutation of what everybody knows now, because it's become a common word, the MTHFR gene. The smallpox vaccine can cause that mutation. So that tells you how specific it is. It can change one letter in one gene. My God, they got some pretty high-powered weapons out there. But see, what I'm talking about earlier was I starting to notice disease states in adults that weren't limited to children, not just all autistic children. And here's one of the reasons. You got 80-year-old women that go, I've never missed a flu shot in, 50 years. I always get my flu shot. And, of course, she's got dementia. And she's, headed for a nursing home, but she's never missed her flu shot. Well, what is dementia? It's prion disease. So all these things, like you said, they're engrafting this stuff into us. You don't need a tick bite. You got a vaccine. You got pharmaceutical drugs. They're all embedding disease and destroying our cellular processes.
Yes, this is definitely true. And, avoiding all that. So, I think it was you who noticed, too, that these unvaccinated children, they don't seem to have all this, but their parents do. And Joy Garner, I had her on a couple weeks ago with Greg Glasser. And Joy Garner is doing the controlled group. She is trying to grab as many people that are unvaccinated. I mean, their information, basically it could be anonymous, but she wants as many people to write in for a court case showing that we have a national emergency here. We're destroying the next generation. And just the initial numbers coming in is so shocking, even if it's second, third, fourth, and fifth generation of vaccine damage, the parents being vaccine damaged, if they don't alter their child is still pretty well healthy. I mean, she says it's less than 10% among the completely unvaccinated, and most people have a hard time finding any adult who's unvaccinated. completely unvaccinated. So that was just the vaccine issue. Then we talked about the GMO. We're exposed to GMOs. Everyone is. We're exposed to Roundup. You know, you can't go to a park or a golf course or anywhere. Most people live in a place where, you know, we're all exposed to it. The whole Roundup Ready stuff through food and the air we breathe. So it's really, there's no escape unless you're living in some kind of a, you're running around in a suit, you know, with all your air filtered.
So let me understand your percentile again. It sounded encouraging that if the child was not vaccinated, they weren't as damaged as their parents. Is that the way that I understood what you said?
90% of the completely unvaccinated children. Now, I don't remember. I mean, I did fill it out for my daughter, and I couldn't for my granddaughter. She's had a few. But my daughter's 34. My sister filled it out for herself and her son, who's 40. And she's 65, because they never have had a vaccine. So I don't remember all the questions and how that was in terms of, like, the health of the parents and then the health of the children. Mm-hmm. It was really just documenting the completely unvaccinated. And she said 90% of the completely unvaccinated have absolutely no health problems whatsoever.
Okay,
that's encouraging. The exact opposite. Right.
Because the greatest danger with something like the polio vaccine is that if it gets into what they call the germ cells, the eggs or the sperm, it permanently alters the DNA there and can get passed on to the child. So these kids are literally dodging a bullet in that if their parents were vaccinated and they did not pass on those vaccine mutations, then that 90% that's a fantastic number, which, you know, my information depresses people. That should make everybody happy. So let me close this out.
That God gives you your body until, you know, you start doing, they used to say, you know, up until 50, and now it goes lower and lower because the assault, you know, starts in the womb and it continues from there.
So there's
such an intense assault on our progeny that we're seeing so many cancers in children, you know, and then if they survive teenage years, it'll be in their 20s. This is the first time that our generation, you know, will outlive our own children. And that's really something, you know, pretty mind-numbing, you know, just to think that our children will die before we actually die.
That's like a sci-fi movie plot. So let me just close off.
Yeah, but you're seeing it. We're seeing it all the time.
That I brought everybody from Jenner and his shot all the way to modern day Adventist Corporation with their smallpox vaccine that can create the MTHFR gene mutation. Smallpox. So we started with smallpox, brought you up with mad cow, prion disease, syphilis. Syphilis was connected to Lyme because they're similar. They're in the spirochetes. I connected the miasm theory and homeopathy to these stealth diseases that either the family got genetic damage and passed it on, or they're just passing a disease within themselves. And we come all the way full circle from smallpox inoculation in the 1800s to the year 2020, and smallpox inoculation creating a whole brand new disease state.
Mm-hmm.
That's continuum. And you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you brought up, well, you know, the whole thing that brought me back to the 1972 WHO memos. You saw this. We make these connections, we get answers. And one of the best answers is, well, what do we do? Because everybody wants solutions. Well, you got to stop vaccines. They have to be stopped. It's not, okay, and, you know, I take a hard line because I came up on RBN with Rebecca Carly, and she's the only person that I knew back then that called them weapons of mass destruction. If you say it like it is, then there is no debate. If you say, okay, Lyme is a military bioweapon, well, there's no debate. There won't be a Lyme vaccine because why? Vaccines are military bioweapons. So we can't say green our vaccines. That doesn't work. You can't say, well, you know, lessen the schedule. That doesn't work. So all the big gurus out there that have, you know, more followers than, you know, most nations, they're wrong, completely wrong. Vaccines must stop immediately.
Yes.
And what we're doing in the background, Ingrid, is we're working on palliation towards a cure for what they did to us. Because we're literally rewriting medicine and understanding molecular biology at its roots to be able to say, this is what they did to us, this is what we have to do to correct it. And, you know, well, Pat Jordan, where's the results? Hey, we've only been at this for 12 years, and there's only about 30 of us doing it.
It's true. I mean, there's been a huge diversion because the guilt, once you find out the truth, even a fraction of the truth, the guilt of these mothers is so overwhelming for making a choice to poison their kids. And a lot of them are in such denial because they can't admit that they ever made a mistake. So,
what I do,
you know,
because,
it's a huge conundrum.
Denial is the first step in the cycle of grief. I like to accelerate people to the anger stage. Because once you get that anger going, it's like, oh, hell no, you ain't going to touch my kid.
Right. But, you know, getting them to that stage really took, you know, people like the Vax Bus going around the country. And they've certainly endured it. It took a lot of their friends that woke up, you know, trying to convince them. I mean, you know, the control of the media and the brainwashing is quite intense. I mean, they have control of the education system.
Oh, without a doubt,
you know, so
yeah.
You go to school. I mean, the brainwashing and mind control aspect is quite large in my mind anyway.
Continuum, my dear. If you go to my free PDF page on my website at vaccinefraud.com, you'll find the patent for silent sound technology. And that stuff can sneak in even below the threshold of my perception. That's how powerful this stuff is. Now, the thing that gave me a cold chill is when you told me about the your friend that wants to do the empty baby carriage.
Yes, that's Sally. She has the program just before this one. She is a powerful activist. She took over where I left off after Don died. And I'm, you know, I think RBN should be very honored that she is a host on this network. She's amazing.
And see, the image, I hadn't even seen it in person. You just describing it to me gave me a cold chill. And that's what we need to do. We need to shock and traumatize people so that they can accept their new programming. Because that's how mind control works.
Right. Yeah.
You have to have a new
shock. Yeah, she doesn't
walk, it's like
walk
slapping somebody
with an empty
in the
baby
face.
Carriage and signs. Yep. So we're coming up on a break. You're listening to Patrick Jordan on Immunize Wisely. And if you have a question or you want to comment, please feel free to call in.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
To immunize wisely with my stellar guest, Patrick Jordan. Wow, I am so in. I've been going over your notes ever since you sent them, and I'm like, wow, if he covers all this, that'll be amazing.
I'm really pleased that we got through it.
I don't remember us going over. Pardon?
I'm pleased that we got through it, and I got one last thing to add that I don't want to forget, because most of my stuff is depressing.
Okay.
One thing that we absolutely know for sure, based on the work of Alan McDonald, a forensic pathologist, is that Borrelia is taken around the body like they take migrant workers in a coyote bus across the border to get into the spinal cord and the brain through filarial worms. Because nothing happens in a vacuum, and part of what comes in with the tick spit are these tiny little nematode worms. And so the best way to fight Lyme is through a parasite cleanse. And that's the one, you know, I need to give people a little hope that, you know, we haven't been working in vain for the past 12 years. We do have methodologies of, you know, working towards a goal.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I think everyone needs a parasite cleanse myself. You know, I a healing of their gut. You know, the gut microbiome. I think, you know, the guy that has a show on Sunday morning that took over Jennifer Daniels' spot is with also a distributor with Microbiome Labs. And I was always surprised that they didn't address the radiation issue. You know, they have the three things that, you know, cause leaky gut, you know, is the GMOs, vaccines, and antibiotics. But I think radiation is quite a huge thing, and we're exposed to it all the time.
I don't know why, Ingrid, because you're a continuum girl.
Why?
You didn't stop at just the talking points. Because everybody would know the major talking points. You go, and because nothing happens in a vacuum and we're literally swimming in a sea of EMF, let's not forget the EMF. You are a girl of continuum. You've got this stuff down
well,
cold.
Yeah, I mean, I loved all your stuff because I do tend to think that way. As soon as I see everyone going in one direction, I start looking at the whole picture and I'm like, why are they ignoring this factor?
So were we that, separated
at the very
at
beginning
birth?
Of this Wuhan. Huh?
That's funny. We must be related because it's like if the herd is going one way, I'm running the other direction.
Absolutely. No, I've always like there's some, well, especially if it's a fear-based thing and there, you know, after 9/11, you know, there's all these different rabbit holes and Harold and I and Dawn too, we're all looking because we're all part of the 9/11 Truth Movement. We're looking, you know, there's no planes that hit that building. You know, planes can't just melt into a building. You know, they melted into the building. There was no resistance. So we were all about the no plane theory, and most people didn't want to go there. And then there are all the people that are into thermite. We're all about Judy Woods. We said, no, it was more than thermite. You know, this is not a thermite thing. This is nuclear. You know, we were going in all the unpopular directions that they didn't want you to go and that they were trying to shut down those avenues. You know, the Israeli connection, you know, that was so obvious to us, you know. But we were all on the same page, you know, because we could see we had a logical mind, much like you. You know, you start, you know, digging a little deeper until things start connecting and making sense. And that was why I wanted to spend some time on Sally's show, you know, talking about, you know, this whole latest pandemic, because I finally have, you know, feel like all the dots connected. And I was always at the very beginning at the 5G place, why, asking myself, why aren't they mentioning this? This is such a huge factor, you know, because it takes out your immune system and, you know, and then, you know, I got to that one gal's YouTube channel, Dana Angie. I keep wanting to say Angela, whatever it is. Ashley, Dana Ashley. I always want to say something else, but yeah, she's really quite good. But I'm not going to interrupt you anymore. You need to keep talking because there's so
much. No, we're done. Do we have any callers
for 5 hours? Hopefully, huh?
I'm done with taking people around this short circuit of continuum. Do we have any callers?
Well, I didn't put out the number, and I think a lot of people actually like listening to you. It's 800-313-9443. And, you know, I think we've done enough patting ourselves on the back. We don't need to do that. Let's, you know, move aside. And I'm sure there's some other, you know, people out there that can pat themselves on the back, people like Larkin, who is, you know, I need to go ahead and, you know, have him on at some point, you know, the whole communitarianism, because he's really done deep research into that, which is fascinating. So, anyhow, we do have a caller, Fred in Michigan. Hi, Fred. Welcome to our show. Recognize wisely. Do you have a question for Patrick or a comment?
Yeah, I do. Great interview, Patrick. I remember
Hey,
you.
Fred, how you doing?
And Clint. You and Clint on RBN in the past. Speaking of a parasite cleanse in Utah, St. George to be exact, a neighborhood lady introduced me to this around 1994. It's called Herbal Fiber Blend. She says, everybody's got parasites, especially if you've been into salads and eating at restaurants, yada yada. So I decided to do it, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't believe what came out of me. And I'll summarize it by saying that the toilet water was fizzing, and I was seeing elongated entities that I really never thought existed. And that took about 2 weeks to get all the crud out. But after afterward, I felt like I could fly to the moon on a wind, you know. So I wanted to bring that to your attention, Patrick. Herbal Fiber Blend, I don't remember the lady's name, but she's in, as I said, St. George, Utah, and she cured her husband, well, transformed her husband's colon cancer twice, because he wouldn't give up his fast food habit. Here where I'm at, in the next county, there's a guy who grew up on a heritage farm, and none of his beef cattle were immunized. And they were living, like, into their 20s. These are beef cattle living into their 20s.
Oh, wow.
And approaching, I think, even 30. So the state of Michigan had to investigate them, of course. And even though they corroborated, yeah, you know, we've never seen cattle this long live, so healthy, yada, yada, they still shut them down. And ultimately, he learned that because his land had been recorded in the county as, you know, that transfers the legal rights and interests to the state of Michigan, they can claim ownership, and he had people like me buying beef and yogurt on a contract basis, and the state of Michigan said, nope, that violates our laws, and they put them out of business on those two counts.
Wow.
And I want you to know also, have you ever heard about cordyceps, shaga, reishi? Reishi is known as the mushroom of immortality. Kumala Baduce, royal agaricus, mushroom of the gods. I actually took a guy with end-stage pancreatic cancer, and he was a three-pack-a-day SIG habit, and he was supposed to have been dead in four to six weeks, but by taking these mushroom capsules, a total of eight of them, four twice a day, he miraculously, spontaneously transformed. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, he went from all that to being totally, and he went back to his chemo, radiation, that guy, yeah, this is a miracle. We've never read her, yada, yada. And when he told them, they told him to get lost. They didn't want to see him again. But I think there's quite a long history, maybe a 3,000-year history of ethnomedic botany. I call it ethnomedic botany in Asia, just like in India or wherever. And I think that holds strong merit. And the last thing I'll say is I've also witnessed ionized noble gas technology that was utilized in a self-administered self-care experiment basis in people that had cancers. A boy that was, 9 years, he had a really bad, I forgot if it was glioblastoma, but it was really bad. Radiation oncologist said he was going to die. And by using this technology, within 2 weeks, he was all well.
I missed the word. What kind of ionized gas?
Yeah, ionized noble gases.
I didn't hear that. Okay.
Noble. That would be argon. I can tell you, forget about neon. There are people out here that swear, not neon. You want argon, krypton, xenon. Those three, that's what I witnessed in combination. It was absolutely astonishing. And just regular people that were feeling totally de-energized after one, like, 40, and it's applied through the lymphatic system, okay? It's always applied through the lymphatic system. In a special sort of massage manner, and that avoids the hassles with the fraud and death agency claiming that, well, you're using an unlicensed medical technology, yada yada. So no, we're just addressing the lymphatic system, but the miraculous side effects are what I just described. And that also proved out, there were a couple of veteran buddies that were all clogged up and were scheduled for bypass, and they went through this same protocol over a weekend, a total of like 6 hours. And they go back for a checkup because they were feeling so well, and they're all clean. All clean.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's the only time you hear a doctor, a medicine dictator, claim that somebody made a diagnostic error somehow, but oh well, live on well.
You gotta love the
yeah, they don't want to ruin, you know, any of the therapeutic. In fact, there's a medical doctor who recently authored a book called Cured, a guy with a conscience. And he was interviewed on Coast to Coast AM. I forgot his name, but he said, look, me and my colleagues kept encountering patients that were experiencing these miraculous, spontaneous, he called them remissions, I say transformations. And so they began to inquire and investigate, and they, you know, that's why they wrote the book. Because there's some, yeah, like I met an Australian woman about 20 years ago, end stage, what was it, a Hodgkin's lymphoma, goose egg-sized tumors. And by using Nutrex, that was the brand she mentioned, Nutrex in Hawaii, spirulina, she was going through a one-pound jar in 10 days. And at the end of 6 weeks, goose egg tumors all gone. All gone.
Yeah, I'm taking you know, what kind of tumors did she have?
Well, this was Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, Hodgkin's.
And goose eggs, these are big tumors, goose egg, really large ones. Mm-hmm. And this occurred at the University of Michigan, where I met her, and I couldn't believe it, but she said the doctors wanted to check her all over because they were totally baffled. But she said the only thing she did different, because her friends in Hawaii told her this is what she needed to, you know, regain her health. They didn't say, you know, cure your cancer, regain your health.
Right.
And at the, you know, so she was doing like 1.6 ounces a day. And she was doing the powder. It does come in a tablet form also, but she was doing powder. So I tell you what, the solutions do exist in my real world experiences, but very few people want to embrace them, man.
Well, the cancer industry is just that, and they have really structured high-pressure sales tactics to scare people into doing the cut and burn and poison.
Yeah, I agree. You know what, Carolyn Dean, have you ever heard of Carolyn Dean, MD?
No, I have not.
Well, she's a former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and when she left that post, she wrote a book, Death by Modern Medicine. Death by Modern Medicine. And despite being Carolyn Dean, MD, former editor of New England Journal of Medicine, no publisher in this country. She had to go to Canada, where she had friends at a law firm, and they got it published. Death by Modern Medicine. And then there's Jerome Kassir, another former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Jerome Kassir on the take. Dr. James Carter, MD, racketeering in medicine.
Okay.
I got it. I'll let you go.
So many callers. Fred?
Sorry. I'll let you go, dear. Have a great
week. Lined up, and I'm sorry I've been a little slow on the take. We know Carolyn Miss with, you know, I mean, Carolyn, I'm sorry. But, yeah, we know some of these people, but I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another quick call. We have Jenna in Washington. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Thank you. Patrick, I'm from Illinois also.
Awesome.
And I've also gravitated to martial arts. And
awesome.
I do recognize we are under assault, and identifying all the assaults are part of defense. In the past, you mentioned your red hens revealed a unique perspective on the chemtrails and that they were part of a remediation of a hole blown in the ozone. And I'm calling because I'm just wondering if there's any, because you're the only person I've ever heard mention that. Because when I see our skies, I live in the Pacific Northwest now, and I see the weather changes, but I'm, you know, it's still a quandary. I've heard, like Jim Lee has mentioned, nanoscale metal particulates, and that works with the EMFs to control the weather. But, you know, that perspective you expressed way back, I wonder if you have more information on that.
Okay, so we don't have the best of phone connections. I heard something about weather manipulation, but what was it in specific that I was saying that you were asking about?
Oh, a while ago I heard you say that the chemtrails were used to remediate a hole blown in the atmosphere.
Okay,
from
remediate. Okay, I didn't pick up on that one. Okay, so there's really good information out there that pretty much convinced me that nuclear devices cannot be detonated. Well, if that's true, then if you detonate something with radioactive material, then it's just basically a chemical reaction. They're radioactive chemicals, but it's chemistry. And from what I've seen, I personally hold that the atmosphere has been burnt off. So one of the things that they're doing with chemtrails is trying to remediate the damage that they did with the radionucleotides. So they damaged the atmosphere, and the chemtrails are kind of like, oh, crap, now we got to do something about it. But see, when you are at that level of evil, you get, like, extended benefits. So whatever the chemtrails do, like, you know, raining down aluminum on the ground so that the plants are suffocating and trees are dying, and Monsanto has to come up with aluminum-resistant corn.
Yeah.
That's the bonus. So, and, you know, this is, the whole idea behind the show of Continuum. My initial theory was they burnt off the atmosphere. They're trying to remediate it in the best way they can, like little kids, you know, trying to fix something before the parents come home. But they're doing it wrong. But in doing it wrong, they create more problems. And that's what's called disaster capitalism. And so what they did is if you choose something like nanoparticulate aluminum or whatever else that they're putting out there, then, oh, my goodness, we can use the HAARP and turn it into a directed energy weapon. And do you see how I'm, like, able to branch out to say, hey, one evil can lead to another?
Absolutely.
Does that come anywhere close to what, you know, what you were trying to get at?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jenna. I really appreciate it because that was really good to clarify that point. I agree that needed clarifying. So appreciate it. We have Marika in New Jersey on line 9. Anyway, Marika, welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a comment or question for Patrick?
Yes, I do. Hi, Patrick. I'm going to play a devil's advocate over here. With all that, you know, chemtrails coming down and 5G's, vaccines and Monsanto, how is it that a quote-unquote they and them can place it upon us? And will this touch them at all, or do they have special protection? You know what I mean? If it's everywhere, it will affect the people who are placing this upon us. So,
okay, I'm going to tell you something
what's
really
going on
disturbing.
Here.
There is a movie that I don't recommend you watch because it's that sick. It's called Jeepers Creepers. And there is an evil entity that basically wears people. So like a demon is wearing people's skin, okay? So they may look like us, but they ain't nowhere close to us. And so because we don't know, we have no idea. I've got no inside track. I can only postulate that either they actually thrive on the poisons that kill us And so it's like, you know, okay, Marika, there are organisms out there that eat arsenic. If we take arsenic, we can get injured. But there's organisms that eat it. So we don't know if they thrive on poisons, but there's another alternative where they may just simply go to the grocery store and pull some borax off the shelf. And I'm not advocating anybody do this, but it could be as simple as that, or turpentine or whatever, to remediate the stuff that they did to us, that we don't know these tricks. They got to be simple tricks. Or they would be
dehydrated
as well.
Or they're just hybrids. They're not us.
Yeah, and, you know, that goes to the thing that if they are not us and they are hybrids, then what, you know, one man's feast is another man's poison. That's the kind of thing that I'm playing off of. So either they have countermeasures to it, or they don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, here's the grim part about it is the very reality that we're still alive means that we've adapted to their poisons. So whereas we should be dead by all rights, I mean, I live in the middle of industrial agriculture. I should literally be dead, but I've adapted to the poison, which means that they are actually changing us at the genetic level.
Mm-hmm.
They're making us into basically their pets.
Can you quickly just touch on the tetanus vaccine or tetanus fallacy of being good in relation to horses?
Okay, so the only way that
you know,
can
we're running
get...
out of time. You know,
oh, okay.
Marika, I'm sorry.
Yes.
We actually did have
another
caller, and we don't have any time. So if you
could
address that directly to Patrick through his website, I'd really appreciate it, because we have literally 1 minute.
Thanks. Bye.
Sorry, but thank you, Marika. And there we go! The music! So thank you, Patrick. I'm looking forward to actually working with you and joining your research list. I'm finding this absolutely fascinating, and I'm with you 100%. This is some of the best explanation of everything that I've heard, and I have things I want to actually share with you. I didn't want to interrupt your thought, though, so I'll share with you later. But thank you. We've been listening to Patrick Jordan on Immunize Wisely, and I have a great guest next week. So good night, everyone.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.